contributed to her seclusion from the rest of her life. Sienna's sister, Maya, and her husband, Vince, moved to the small town of Oak Mountain 3 months ago to manage the property of an animal sanctuary and small farm. After almost 15 years on a cattle farm, they were looking for something new. According to her sister, it was the perfect decision. It was how Maya talked Sienna into moving. The city had become overwhelming with its noise, crowds, and the wail of sirens. Sienna retreated to the safety of her home, venturing out only for quick errands and doctor appointments. But when she called her mother to talk her through picking up Kai from a friend's house, she realized she needed to make a change. The memory washed over her like a tidal wave. Sienna was leaving a routine doctor's appointment. Kai went to his friend's home from school, and she volunteered to pick him up since it was on the way home. 4 blocks from the boy's home, traffic came to a halt. The distinct sounds of sirens came closer. She reached for the volume on her car radio and turned up the meditative sounds from her satellite radio. The louder the sirens became, the faster her heart rate became in sync with the pattern of the blaring sound. Sienna glanced around and could see a corner where she could turn to go around, but 3 cars prevented her from moving in that direction. The thought of jumping the sidewalk crossed her mind, but she opted to call her mother instead. Flora calmly talked her through a breathing exercise while giving encouragement of Kai counting on her. Once traffic was diverted and she could go around the accident, Sienna felt her pulse slow. Her mother switched to talking about mindless topics until Kai was in the car and they were headed home. Sienna shook off the trip down memory lane and focused on the road. She wanted to be an active mother. She started therapy, sold her house, and moved in with her parents in the suburbs of Philadelphia. It wasn't something she wanted to do at 35, but you do what you need to do. Talking to Maya gave her the courage to leave the city and give the quiet of a small town a try. Maybe even open herself up to dating. So here she was, taking a leap of faith. Thankfully, she could work anywhere. As quickly as it started, the rain ended. Sienna turned off the wipers as the exit for Oak Mountain came into view. They must be big enough to get an exit, she thought. Sienna considered herself a city girl. How her sister fell in love with small towns fascinated Sienna. But she had to give it a shot. Following the GPS, she made a right at the end of the ramp. Why don't you pack up, sweetie? Sienna said to the mirror. We should be there in less than 10 minutes. Are you sure they will bring my bed tomorrow? Kai asked as he slipped his e-reader into his backpack. Yep, Poppy is going to make sure the movers get everything in your room. When Sienna sold her house, she put everything in storage but their bedroom furniture. Her father volunteered to supervise the movers in getting her items from storage and her parents' house. Sienna didn't want to deal with moving late in the evening, and Maya suggested arriving a day early so she could show her around. The movers were arriving close to noon the next day. Did you tell Uncle Vince about Scooter? It's okay if we bring him inside? Kai laid a small wedge of lettuce inside the tank before closing the lid. Yep, he said they have a table he can use. Sienna pressed the touchscreen on her dashboard to switch to the phone. Call Maya. The ringing echoed in the car. Her sister answered on the third ring. Hey, are you here? Maya said over a chorus of barks. Sienna swallowed a chuckle. GPS said 5 minutes. I'm on a mountain road. Okay, I will meet you near the entrance. Pull over past the greenhouse if you don't see me. Tell little man I want a big hug. Sienna checked the rearview mirror to find a wide grin splitting Kai's face. They said their goodbyes. She saw the first sign for Hawkins Ridge a mile on the left. A huge wooden sign announced their destination. Sienna made a left and gasped. 3 large greenhouses flanked her left. An in-ground field pushed against an apple orchard. Workers busied themselves tending the dirt and pushing wheelbarrows across the gravel driveway. People waved, causing Kai to giggle. He waved back and pointed out the sights for Scooter's benefit. A small cabin-style building sat on a patch of land. An office sign hung from a